Palestinian security forces have averted a possible attack against Israel after discovering two crewed rockets in Bethlehem in the West Bank. While it's common for Palestinian militants to fire rockets from Gaza towards Israel, a successful rocket attack from the West Bank has never happened. A possible rocket attack from the West Bank is more concerning as Bethlehem is just 2 kilometres from Israel's capital, Jerusalem. Paul Palvert from Focus on Israel in Jerusalem says the general Palestinian population is concerned how rocket attacks would affect them.
Yeah, I think there is a sense that if a rocket had been fired from Bethlehem into Jerusalem, Israel would have came back with such a response that it would destroy the town. And the Palestinians are angry this has actually happened because they know fine well whenever there's a suicide bombing or anything like that, Israel come into the Palestinian territory and then fire their weapons and more Palestinians end up being killed than Israelis on the other side, so they were very annoyed that these were actually found in their area.
A new study has found acupuncture provides the best relief for back pain. The study involved over 1,000 patients, and it found acupuncture provided twice as many people with relief from lower back pain compared to conventional drugs and exercise therapy. Health correspondent Dr. Teddy Solomon says acupuncture causes the increase of endorphins in the body.
With needles being injected or inserted into those places, there will be an increased release of hormones called endorphins. And when these endorphins are released, they are, you know, inborn or they are presenting in our body as pain relieving effect. So the needles are, you know, releasing this body's own painkillers.
In sports news, in cricket, India have ensured they're still in with a chance in their home series against Australia as they won the fourth one-day international by 8 runs. The home side set a target of 291 for 4 as Sachin Tendulkar set a new record of 84 half-tons in ODIs. Tendulkar made 79 as Mahendra Dhoni made 50 not out before sending the tourists into bat. Matthew Hayden responded with 92 and Andrew Symonds made 75 runs. But it wasn't enough as the Aussies were reduced to 283 for 7 in their 50 overs. In athletics, disgraced sprinter Marion Jones has handed back the 5 medals she won at the Sydney 2000 Olympics after she admitted to taking steroids. The 31-year-old admits she took steroids from September 2000 to July 2001 and won't be appealing her 2-year ban. The American announced her retirement after pleading guilty last week to lying to investigators about doping and lying in a separate fraud case. She will be sentenced in January and faces up to 6 months in jail. In football, Manchester United's campaign to regain the Premier League lead is likely to receive a boost with the return of Gary Neville. Neville hasn't played since March and returned to training last month as he steps up recovery efforts from calf and ankle injuries. The defender is likely to make a return in the reserves match against Liverpool on Thursday. Man U are looking to regain the lead, which they held briefly after their 4-0 drubbing over Wigan on Saturday, only to be overtaken by Arsenal in the table a day later. Football correspondent Adrian Barnard says the Man U coach was confident of a landslide win before the match.
Interesting, you know, before the game on Friday, Sir Alex Ferguson said he believes his team was really getting into a groove, and he says when we are in a groove and we do hit the mark, some team's going to be on the end of a big beating. And that actually happened less than 24 hours later. Wigan happened to be the unfortunate victim.
There'll be more updates in the next hour with CBC News, your global link.
Share your world with the rest of the world right here on Skyscope.
You're here on Skype today, your news program. Sarah is away for the next 2 weeks on holidays. I'm here to take over the reins for the show. Don't fret though, I'm not changing it too dramatically. We're still looking at those current news stories that are featuring around the globe. Today, looking at the elections that have been taking place in Pakistan. We'll be speaking to Sajjad Khan very shortly on that.
Pakistan's newly re-elected president, Pervez Musharraf, is calling for national reconciliation, even as debate rages over whether his campaign was legal. The Supreme Court is due to rule next week on whether President Musharraf ordered him to run for re-election while he was head of the army. Musharraf ruled out declaring a state of emergency. The court ruled against it. Pakistan correspondent. correspondent, Sujat Khan, says there were isolated outbreaks of violence in response to the vote.
This is many violence in the country, especially in Peshawar, where I'm staying. Very clash between the Nair community and local police. One of the Nair community leaders, he got serious injuries. Now he is in hospital. But the rest of the country was quite calm. People came to sleep. They were going to sleep. The president was not accessible to us.
We'll be looking into that a little bit later here on Skype. To share your views on the program, all you've got to do to contact us is send an email to scope@bbc.tv. Plenty of music throughout the program as well. Right now, getting into Brooke Fraser, it's her song, Deciphering Me, here on Skype.